Hi, my friends. Welcome to episode 39 of High School Counseling Conversations, running senior meetings like a boss. Now, I will be the first to say that term boss babe is so overrated and I'm pretty much done with it. And I cringe and I eye roll whenever I hear it. But you are a boss of a high school counselor. So I'm here to talk through some ideas this week on running your senior meetings with your 12th graders like the boss that you truly, truly are. If you still need to step into that confidence, if you're still living in that imposter syndrome life, head over to episode 37 for that beginning of the year pep talk that you didn't know you needed this week. I'll always preface this with anything I say, but everyone's schools are different. Everyone's programs are different. Everyone's administrators, community, and student needs are different. My hope is that you'll always be able to take something that I give you in this podcast or in our deeper dives inside the Click Collaborative membership, if you're in there too, and be able to either apply them to your role or spin off an idea and come up with something new and creative to try yourself. Let's dive into this week's episode about senior meetings. I can't wait to share some good stuff with you. High School Counseling Conversations is a podcast where we talk about exactly that, a casual potpourri of school counseling topics intended to grow us as school counselors, but also give us space to enjoy each other's company. I'm Lauren from Counselor Click, and I'm sharing my experiences and perspectives as a high school counselor. No topic is off limits, and I'm certain we'll cover it all. I'm your high school counseling hype girl, here to help you energize your school counseling program and remind you of how much you love your job. Whether you're just getting your feet wet as an intern or you're nearing retirement, you'll feel like you're just popping in to catch up with your school counseling bestie. Let's go. If you're new to working with seniors, you're probably already head underwater reassuring them that their transcript can, in fact, be the last thing that gets to a school. Chill and send your applications in. Stick to the systems you've set up. It'll get done. Yes, if you're new to working with seniors, you are trying to figure out how to balance it all, how to get the mass amount of info out to all their senior worlds while still having uniquely catered conversations to their situations and while you're answering their individual questions. It's just a lot. This is where senior meetings come in. I would always host a senior parent info night as early as possible. Get it on the calendar because those parents and students are knocking down your door to get the answers that they need. I found that if I don't hold this meeting early enough in the year, I was answering the same questions over and over again. If you've been around here for any amount of time, again, I'll always say I really value efficiency. I hate wasting my time. There is so much to do already and not enough hours in the day that I cannot possibly spend my whole day answering the same question to all 400 seniors' parents via email. So here's where I say, start with a large-scale senior info meeting where you invite all the parents super early in the year. Put it on your calendar during the summer so that you have that date cemented into your head when they start asking at open house or when they pick up their schedules. I like to say that this meeting is for all the information that pertains to everyone in that senior class. The timelines, the general financial aid questions, the processes for things like applications and transcripts. Then, as soon as we're done with that, we open up signups for individual meetings. I tell them that by coming to that big meeting helps get the information out to everyone so that you can ask your personal questions or have those personal questions written down during the individual meeting, and then that individual meeting is more effective and more personalized for the family. In a more real, behind-the-scenes kind of way, it helps me enjoy those meetings a ton more. I think I'm partial to working with seniors anyway. I love them. But having more individual type meetings here helped me not feel like every day or every meeting is Groundhog Day. If you're not having individualized meetings, I just think that you can be saying the same thing over and over again because everyone has very similar questions in an overarching way. And that's the information that you can give out to everyone. The meetings then become really fun and unique where you get to see students' personalities, hear their goals, and help them finalize the path that they need to get to that place. So with that senior meeting, I do a big presentation where I can link you in the show notes, the senior planning presentation, where you can add to it if you need to, but I sort of lay out the flow for the meeting. Picture it like in an auditorium with a big screen, lots of people. And I lay that out so that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. When that meeting is finished, I would open up the sign-up slots for individual meetings. You can do this with Sign Up Genius, and I like this because it ensures that they receive a reminder email. This can be a lot, especially if you have a big caseload or a big group of students or families that you're working with. But it just felt like having people pick their own meeting time ensures that they show up. They remember and they show up and they're not trying to constantly change their meeting time. So obviously you have to align that to your schedule, but they're more likely to show up when they've picked their time, I found in my personal experience. Now, not all parents come to these planning meetings, and sometimes it's just for students, and that is okay. If anything, that is who it's for. I'm never going to have a student-parent meeting without the student present. So if parents forget, I still meet with the student. I rarely reschedule these if I have a ton of students. I would do these meetings for 30 minutes each. I would not go over that. If we need to reschedule another time or a follow-up meeting, we could do that, but I would not plan it for over 30 minutes. It requires a ton of back-end planning that those showing up to the meeting don't see. So it is hard to be flexible with changing and rescheduling. They just don't realize how much work goes into it. If students don't sign up for a meeting, I'll assign them a meeting time and then get that word out to them. Again, it's a lot of planning for just these meetings, but I do think that it's worth it. Okay, so you've gone the large-scale auditorium-type meeting with the general information. You've got to be upfront with them at this meeting. It is like drinking from a fire hose. There is a ton of information, but we've got to put it all out there. It's how everyone is going to take steps forward and continue functioning during their senior year. As you move into your individual meetings, let's talk about what comes next. What do you talk about as the counselor? How does it flow? I don't think I've mentioned this yet, but this is not a strictly college meeting. Your seniors all have different pathways, and I think it's important that they're talking through that, especially with you. You, as their high school counselor, have so many resources to offer them. You need that face-to-face time to share all that you have and to help move them along. I would always say that my goal was to have them confidently know what was the next step when they got their diploma in the spring and walked across that stage. Yes, I want them to get that diploma, and we are still working hard for that. But also, when it's time for them to launch into the real world, I want them to know what's next. And I feel like I can't help them as much if they're not in front of me like I have them in front of me during this school year. So it's important that we're doing that planning throughout the year. I think the three biggest topics you can break down in a senior meeting are organization and goal setting, timelines, and financial aid. I have a blog post called Three Important Things High School Counselors Can Talk About at Senior Meetings, and I'll link that to you. The organization and goal setting is important because it sets the intention and direction for the meeting. It is very common for a student to show up to this meeting knowing that they need to talk about what's next, but having no clue what's next. So here lies the next question. My favorite question to ask as the meeting starts is, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And then work backwards from there. It makes them think a little longer term than they're used to after they've been thinking in 4-year increments from high school and potentially college. I have an Instagram highlight, you know, one of those little bubbles on my Instagram page about senior meetings, where I flip through the binder of examples of all the resources that I might talk through with students during those meetings. It's very individual to the student's pathway or even what your school and district offers. That's why I don't have any specific resources to put in your hands around that. I just think that that could provide you with some ideas that I think are pretty helpful. The general flow of this individual or, you know, individual and parent meeting would be something like that magic 5-year question, and then where are they in the process of this? If it's college, where are they in the application process? If it's work, have they already secured a job, or do they already have a certification that would lend to getting a job? If it's military, have they taken the ASVAB yet, or have they met with a recruiter? If they're headed to college and we're checking on the status of that process, we look at the schools that they're applying to or that they're thinking about applying to. Are they using Common App? Are they using Coalition? Are they applying directly to the institution? I show them how to send their transcripts to the schools or how to request them from me to send, and I make sure that they know how to send their SAT and ACT test scores through those respective testing agencies. You just walk through what that process is for you, your counselors, and your school so that your students know what to do on their own when they leave your office. If a student is lacking organization for their senior year and seems sort of all over the place, I'd hand them the senior year planning guide. I like to have some of these ready to go, printed out and hole punch in a cheap little like dollar store folder. I can't tell you how many students would come back to me and say, thank you, just for giving them a resource to help guide them through. Something interactive that makes them pause and think and keep everything all in one place. It's linked in the show notes. If you want to bundle it with the presentation, that is there too. Now, I don't have paper copies of these to give out to everyone. I just keep them for those students who need that little extra something. If you're realizing that a student needs a little more extra something in the organization part of their life in general, add the organization check-in digital resource to your to-do list with that student, and then circle back around with them when you're done with your senior meetings. This isn't something I'd do with them in the meeting, but I would think it would help them feel seen and checked in with. We've also had a few years where we had a part-time college and career counselor, and I like to use this person to follow up with those students who are clueless about next steps. Because if they're clueless, a 30-minute meeting is very overwhelming for that student. You spend a lot of that time doing a lot of digging work, and they'll definitely need a follow-up. I'm taking a quick break from this episode to let you know that I have an updated free resource for you. Download the scholarship spreadsheet template to help you out and to help your students out. Use this editable spreadsheet to keep you and your high school students organized and motivated while pursuing financial aid for college. It has color tabs for each month of the year where you and your students add scholarships and check off if they're interested or have completed them. There's also a tab for some school-specific institutional scholarships, resources for undocumented students, and information about schools that meet 100% of financial need. The best part of this resource? It's free. Get it by going to counselorclick.com/scholarship. Now, back to the show. Next, you'll probably get into timelines on the specifics that their path is taking. Students and parents always want to make sure they're doing the right things at the right time when it comes to post-secondary planning or the college application process. And I don't blame them there. There's a lot to manage, and no one wants to drop the ball and forget about something major along the way. If a student needs help mapping out what their senior year looks like for military or straight to work out of high school, ask questions and help connect them to the right people. Sometimes they just need help looking up the right information and picking up the phone to talk to someone. Your attention to their details will inspire confidence in them to take steps towards their own independence, and that's a huge part of these meetings. That is a big goal for me as their senior counselor. Next, we move into finances. I think this is important to talk about even if a student isn't set on four-year college because, one, they may change their mind for four or two-year college or even a certification at a tech school between your conversation and next year. Or, two, they may have ruled out some of these post-secondary options because they thought that they weren't even options for them because of finances. So we want to dispel those myths and really flesh out all the options for them. That scholarship spreadsheet template freebie I just mentioned would be a great visual for students to have after your meeting. They can start putting some of the pieces together for their finances. If there are state scholarships that they qualify for, we walk through all of those and what that process looks like, if anything, in your state. You want them to feel informed, motivated, and organized through the financial aid process. There's a lot that doesn't lend itself to that, so you just get to be like a translator in the process. It can be really overwhelming to hear all that jargon that just needs to be presented differently. Let's be real, no matter how many times you hear it, it can still be confusing. I still find myself stumbling over it, even though I've explained it 100 times. Wait, what was your GPA? Oh, that's this amount of money per year, per semester? Just a professional trying to keep it straight over here. Don't worry if you're stumbling over your words like I do too. By the end of the meeting, I'm summarizing things and probably handing them at least 12 different sheets of paper, pamphlets, lists of important dates, etc., etc. I share any upcoming dates or events like College Application Day, upcoming college and career fairs at our school or in the area, essay writing workshops, financial aid nights, FAFSA workshops, ASVAB testing, military visits, and you can see why this list gets longer and longer. Anything timely or relevant, I share it with them. Leave them with their action steps of what happens next for them, whether that's a sign up for something where you could use a QR code and have them sign up right there when they're there with you, or a follow-up conversation that you plan to have with them in a few weeks. Jot some notes for yourself as a counselor too, if you need to not forget something about meeting with that particular student. Senior meetings are a huge undertaking. I've done them solo for 421 students before. I've done them with the college and career counselor and tag team them. And then I've done them broken down by alphabet where I had 60 to 70 seniors, all very different experiences. When you look back at your year and you're celebrating your seniors' accomplishments, you'll be so glad you established these meetings as part of your annual flow. These senior meetings are really going to help your students be more confident in their plans for their senior year and beyond. We have incredibly powerful positions full of information that we get to help students navigate through. If you know another high school counselor who works with seniors, would you share this episode with them? You can head over to my Instagram and tag them in a post about this episode, or you can share the link to this episode with them. Sharing the love helps everyone. Thanks for listening. I'll see you right back here next week for another episode. Thanks for listening to today's episode of High School Counseling Conversations. All of the links I talked about today can be found in the show notes and also at counselorclick.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so that you never miss a new episode. Connect with me over on Instagram. Send me a DM at counselorclick. That's C-L-I-Q-U-E. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'll see you next time.